Well, let's head to London first this morning, where yet another vote on Brexit is underway. British MPs are voting on whether Britain should leave the European Union in 16 days' time without a deal. This comes after Prime Minister Theresa May's revised Brexit deal was soundly defeated in the Commons yesterday. Today's result is unlikely to be clear for several hours, but if MPs do vote for the no-deal Brexit, this could spell trouble for Theresa May and plunge Britain's trading and border arrangements into turmoil.
There are ships already on their way to our great trading nation who do not know what kind of customs paperwork they are going to face by the time they arrive on our shores. Police officers who are midway through important investigations to stop serious criminals and organised gangs operating across borders who have no idea whether the European arrest warrants that they have out on those criminals are about to be ripped up and they've got to start again.
Senior British MP Yvette Cooper speaking earlier in the House of Commons during yet another marathon session. John Peet is the Economist's political and Brexit editor. He joins us from London. John, thanks very much for your time.
Yes, hello.
I think voting is now underway in the Commons. So can you just tell us briefly what it is that MPs are voting on right now?
Well, it's as for so often it's complicated, it's a series of motions, but they all relate to the question of whether MPs support the idea of leaving the European Union with no deal. And I think it's almost certain that the answer to that question is no, they do not support the idea of leaving with no deal. But it may depend which particular amendment and which particular motion passes as there's two or three votes going on.
If just hours ahead of this vote, the government revealed that most imports into the UK would not attract a tariff in the event of a no-deal Brexit, was that likely to impact MPs' votes?
No, I don't think so. It was really a sort of technical question. I mean, because if you did leave with no deal, there would be big issues about what do you do about cars, what do you do about food, I think it was expected that if it happened, the policy of the government would be to have as few tariffs as possible. The real complication is what would happen to the border between Northern Ireland and Ireland, and the paper from the government doesn't really answer that question. It just says we won't impose any checks, which I think would be very difficult to do if there were a no-deal Brexit.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a free vote, this one, which means Conservative MPs don't have to adhere to party lines. Theresa May declared this yesterday. Why? Is this unusual?
I think it's a sort of sign, to some extent, of how she's lost control, not just of the process, Brexit process, to Parliament, which has been sort of voting for the last couple of days, but also within her own party. She clearly does not herself believe that in the idea of leaving the EU with no deal. But she seems unable to impose that view on her own cabinet because there are a number of cabinet ministers who think leaving with no deal would be fine. So it just sort of shows up that there's no unity inside the Conservative Party and there's really no unity inside the Conservative cabinet.
And a no deal option, I mean, perhaps the Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte summed it up when he said voting for a no deal would be like the Titanic voting for the iceberg to get out of the way. In other words, it wouldn't work.
I think that's right. You know, I mean, we've had this argument now really almost for 2 years. She used to say no deal is better than a bad deal, and that sounds like a good soundbite. Mm. But the truth has always been that a no deal Brexit would be extremely difficult and extremely disruptive to car makers, to farmers, to everybody. So it's never really added up as a serious option. The people who favour Brexit have said, let's keep it on the table because it sounds like a good threat. We'll say to the EU, if you don't give us what we want, we'll walk away. But I don't think the EU has ever taken that very seriously. And the result is that, you know, we are where we are. And I think the House of Commons is doing its best to say we will not in any circumstances support a no-deal Brexit.
OK, so then I think everybody in Britain must be asking, well, what is the House of Commons going to vote for? Because if this goes down, and the assumption is it is going to, there'll be another vote tomorrow about extending the exit, the Brexit exit, past March 29th. And as we were discussing on the programme yesterday, that's really just seems to be buying time. But there is a move now, from a cross-party move, as far as I can understand. Perhaps you can bring us up to date with it. For people who want, if this goes down today, then some other options to be voted on or given indications of in the Parliament, including a softer departure. What would that look like, John?
I just think almost every option is up for grabs. I mean, the bizarre thing about this negotiation that's been going on for over 2 years now is, as we get closer to the final deadline, there are more and more options on the table. And it is true that what's been happening in Parliament is the House of Commons has been saying there are lots of things we don't like. They don't like no deal. They don't like the Brexit deal that that Theresa May negotiated. But they haven't really been saying what they do like. And I think, you know, the next stage could be to try and get MPs to actually say, well, this is what we really want to do. And it could be any number of things, you know, more votes on different ideas, possibly moving towards another referendum, possibly moving towards some kind of different Brexit deal. But we don't really know what they would happen.
It's 17 past six. John Peters, our guest. John is the political and Brexit editor for The Economist. So we're lucky he's taken time out to speak to us, because this vote on a no-deal Brexit is going on as we speak. Is it significant, John, that in this stalemate, really, the Chancellor, so from Theresa May's side of Parliament, Philip Hammond, is signalling backing for a cross-party consensus and seems to be getting closer to this notion that maybe we need a compromise? Is he signalling around this customs union, which is the Labor position? Common Market 2.0?
Yes, it is. It is quite significant, and I think that the next stage will indeed be, we assume that Theresa May's deal, really, it's just not going to get through. So something else needs to happen, and it would be logical to for that to be something that the Conservatives would agree with some elements of the Labour Party, and that's the way to get something through. And I think the most plausible outcome of that is something that looks like we stay in a customs union with the European Union. It will be resisted a lot by those who are in favour of Brexit.
Can you explain that a bit to us, John, why a customs union is an anathema to the Brexiteers? What would it actually mean?
It means that you apply all of the European Union's customs rules and customs tariffs to your trade. And the problem with the advantage of doing that is that then you don't need to have checks on goods trading between the UK and the rest of the European Union, including you wouldn't need to have checks in Ireland. The disadvantage of it is that if you've signed up to the EU's rules, you can't go off and do your own trade deals with other countries.
Like Australia.
And that's something that the pro-Brexit crowd would believe is an essential part of Brexit. There are others who argue, well, actually, with most countries, even including Australia, but certainly with the United States, the prospect of doing a free trade deal is pretty remote anyway, and therefore, for a while, it might be better to stay aligned with the European Union. But that's a sort of big argument about whether Brexit is a wise thing to do at all.
Well, here in Australia, I think our government's dead keen for it. But in Britain, is there much resistance to that? Has it been talked about a lot, or was that just an initial thing? Well, if we're going to get out, we need to get out of it all. Do you think once people start talking more, if they do start looking more at that customs union, that might become more palatable to enough?
It could do. I think, you know, but then some people will say, if you stay closely linked to the European Union, why are you doing this?
Yeah. Half Brexit.
Exactly. And I think that is a difficult one to answer. I mean, there are other countries in Europe who are in a similar position. You know, Norway, it's actually not in a customs union, but it is lined up with a single market. Turkey is in a customs union, but not in a single market. So the countries around Europe tend to have quite strong links with the European Union, whatever happens. The pro-Brexit people don't want to keep those links, but I think they're losing the argument.
So just finally, politically...
I see, by the way, if I can interrupt you, that they have in fact just voted in favour of a motion saying we do not approve of a no-deal Brexit by a majority of four. It's not, in fact, the government motion that's got through, but it's a backbench motion, but it says we don't like a no-deal Brexit.
That's again a very narrow vote, though, isn't it?
It is quite a narrow vote, and I think the government was hoping for a different majority for their own motion, but they lost they've lost on this backbench amendment, which simply says we do not approve of a no-deal Brexit. Right.
So is that it then? Is that the vote?
That is the vote, yes.
So it's only gone down by four. That's really close, given the sort of the chaos and the cost that people are expecting a no deal Brexit
might
invite.
But I think had there been it's partly because the government was trying to defeat this motion.
Oh, I see.
In favour of their own motion, but now their own motion is not going to be put.
Okay.
So I think I would interpret it as another sign that Theresa May and her government don't control the House of Commons as they used to.
Yeah, that's right. It's gone down 312 votes to 308. Just finally, politically. Jeremy Corbyn from this distance looks as though he would prefer, he's still making his push for an early general election. But if that aside, Theresa May has been under a lot of pressure, calling for her to step down. Can she survive this chaos, do you think, with her own side of politics? Once these votes are done and dusted, what happens to Theresa May? Or does no one else in the Tories want to put their hand up for Brexit?
Now, I think the pressure is going to be on, and it's going to build during the rest of the year that she needs to go. The problem that the Conservatives have is the obvious one in these cases, which you're familiar with in Australia. Nobody quite knows who should take her place. And this is a particularly awkward time to be saying, you know, maybe we should change the Prime Minister because you know, the Brexit deadline is looming. Even if it's extended, it would only be extended by a couple of months. So I think she'll probably still be there in June. But I think after that, the Conservative Party will say we've really had enough of her, and there will be a lot of pressure for her to go later in the year.
All right, John Peet, look, thanks for speaking to Australian Radio while that important vote was going on in your parliament. Appreciate your time.
Thanks.
John Peet, the political and Brexit editor for The Economist. And as he just told us while we were speaking, British MPs have voted in the Commons against Britain crashing out of the European Union without a negotiated trade deal, a so-called no-deal Brexit, 312 votes to 308. This, of course, comes the day after the Parliament rejected Theresa May's proposed divorce agreement with the EU. And there'll be another vote tomorrow in the Commons on whether to delay Brexit. Brexit is supposed to happen, scheduled to happen in 16 days' time on March the 29th. The EU, meanwhile, is watching on and says this Brexit impasse can only be solved by Britain.